It started, the day was the Madhvacharya, today Ramanujacharya disappeared. He lived near about 125 years, we are told. Of all the Acharya, the first opposition was given from the Vaishnava section towards Shankar's Mayavad, Rambhai Ramanujacharya. His Vishishta Daitavad. Shankar's philosophy is known as Advaitavad or Kevala Advaitavad. Ramanuja's philosophy is known as Vishishta Daitavad, Panentheism. Pantheism and the panentheism, distinct, absolute, with distinction, within. Ramanuja followed a particular school in the southern India, and before him, his sampradaya was existed. And they can trace the origin of the present sampradaya in the modern age from one Shatakupa, Shatari, Shatakupa, Nammalwar, all these names. He did not know Sanskrit, but in Tamil language the origin has come. And that gradually developed. And the Sanskrit-knowing people also came to join that. The Ramanuja Sampradaya has conceived that many alwars are the agents from the Vaikuntha has come in that country. One of Kuresha, Kuresh, the contemporary of Ramanuja, one Kulasekhar Ajay. He was a king of Kerala, but a great devotee. He has written many Sanskrit verses. He is known as Mukundamala Stuttam. That is contribution towards pure devotion. Contribution, successful contribution to pure, establish pure devotion. He lived nearby, first century AD, before Shankara. So the basis of Ramanuja Sampradaya, of course they trace from Lakshmi Devi, the Chatur Sampradaya, the four pure Vaishnava Sampradaya, comes from its origin from four persons. Sri Brahma, Sri Lakshmi, from her began the Ramanuja Sampradaya. Sri Brahma, from Brahma, then Madhvacharya came this Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Rudra Sampradaya, Rudra Vishnu Swami, Sridhar Swami, they all come from Rudra Sampradaya. Shiva, he is the first propounder of that Sampradaya. Shuddhadvaita. Shuddhadvaita, Shankar philosophy, Kevaladvaita or Vidhadvaita, Sridhar Swami or Vishnu Swami, Rudra Sampradaya, Shuddhadvaita. And Madhvacharya, Shuddhadvaita, not Shuddhadvaita, 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 Advaitadvaita Nimbarka, origin from Sanak Sanatana Sanandana Sanat Kumar, Chatushyam. And Nimbarka was the middle-aged Acharya. He has got Bhashya, commentary on Vedanta. Pariyad Bhashya Nimbarka. Ramanuja has got his Bhashya Vedanta. Every Madhvacharya has got Bhashya. Sridhar Swami has got Bhashya. Then Gaudiya Sampradaya has got Bhashya on Vedanta. Sri Bhashya is the name of the commentary of Ramanuja. Ramanuja, there is no caste distinction in the Vaishnava school of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. The main first modern Acharya, he comes from a so-called lower class section, that Shataku, but he is revered very extensively by the Ramanuja Vaishnava. Shataku, Shatari, Nammalar, all these his names. And from there, so many alwars are poured, so many descents of the agents of Vaikuntha, from Vaikuntha, so many, especially 12 in number, Dadash alwar. And that, as I told, that king of Kerala, he is considered also one of them. Nammalar, one of them. Then Yamuna Acharya, from where it got more strength in the Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya. Yamuna Acharya, when he was a boy, there is a story. He gave an announcement to all the pandits under that state that if you accept me as the principal pandit in the whole kingdom, then no trouble. But if any of you think that you can defeat me in scholarship, in discussion, theological discussion, then you come. A challenge was given, issued by the court pandit of the then king of Kerala. And a token was sent that whoever will accept this, a pumpkin or something, gold, he must catch this, keep it. And he will come to sit in a discussion with me about the scriptures. Then Yamunacharya boy, he was reading in a toad, in a school, and the challenge came to his teacher's toad. Teacher did not want to displease the pandit, so he did not care to take challenge, accept the challenge. But this boy, Yamuna Acharya, he asked his teacher, why don't you accept the challenge? No, he is a court pandit. We receive much help from the state. If he stops that, then much disturbance will be for want of money in my administration of the schools. So I don't like to disturb that man. But that boy, he didn't care. If you do not accept the challenge, I shall do it. Yes, in your own risk you may do. And he caught that golden pumpkin. They are rather astonished, the agents. You boy, you have the courage to fight with that great pandit, a court pandit. What do you do? You don't know how a great scholar he is? No, I know and do not know, but I want to sit in a discussion with him. And I think I would be able to defeat him. What to do? Then the boy was presented in that day, the fixed date, in the court. He attended. And just going to attend, the king and the queen, through the window, they are looking at the path by which the boys pass towards the assembly where debate is going on, will take place. Then the queen is on the side of the boy, a very beautiful and a very clever boy, intelligent look. He will conquer. The king says, no, it is not possible. Our court pandit is a great learned man, of high experience, this boy, what you... But I say this boy will win. The queen thought, no. And then there was a bet. If this boy wins the fight, what will you do? I say you will have to give your daughter and the half of the kingdom. Are you ready? The king told yes. Anyhow, the boy came in the court, a large public throng, crowd. The boy is coming to fight with the great scholar, renowned scholar of the king. What is this? There is a great uproar. And they sat face to face. The court pandit asked, you boy, will you be able to answer my questions? You want to question me? Put your questions. Whatever you will say, I'll do away with that. Smash your question. The boy put a very strong common sense, put three questions. That first question is that your mother is not a barren lady. That is my question. You will have to demolish it. I say, your mother is not barren. Now, you have to prove that your mother is a barren lady. Next, the king is a sinner. I say, the king is not sinner. You will have to prove that king is a sinner. A criminal, something. And the third, the queen, I say the queen is chaste. You will have to prove that she is not chaste. These questions, created a great what to do, what to answer, how to refute it. A dangerous position. Then, for some long time, the pandit was very in serious mood, waited silently. Then he came out. These are absurd questions you put to me. You boy, can you prove this? Can you prove against this? Well, yes, I can. Then there was a great commotion. He failed. And this boy, he will now answer his own question. So, bold answers. How he can do this? And there must be some evidence from the Shastra. Then anyhow he quoted one slok from the Shastra and proved. There is somewhere written that whose son, the lady that has produced a son like you, who has got no real merit but only boast about his merit, she is a barren lady. Bogus son, a cheater, who gives birth to a cheating man, he is called a barren lady. He gets some quotation from some shastra, and also like something like that. He produced a quotation from some Puran, your Mata Bhanja, whose son is worthless, his mother can be considered as a barren lady, should be considered. Then there are so many other pandits, and so they approved and they gave claps in favor when he produced the quotation from some Puran. Anyhow, the first question finished. The next, the king is a sinner. How to prove that the king is sinner? Then also he proved from the quotation of the Shastra that the king is receiving the rent from the subjects, and with the money the sin of the subjects is always passing to king. And the king, to get out of that sin, he practices many sacrifices, yajna, towards many gods. And thereby he keeps himself released from the sin. Gave some quotation from Puran, and he told that with the money, the king is going towards the king, their sin is also passing through that. And as it is continued, always taking more money and trying to get out of the sin, sins of the subjects are being accumulated always in the king. And the king also, by performing yajna, trying to get relief from that sin. But it is always continued, so he may be taken that he is committing sin, he is sinful. In this way he proved the quotations. There are pandits who are satisfied, then that man was benumbed. Still one question to be answered, that is the most dangerous. The queen is not chaste lady. That question also he put in this way, all from the quotations of the Shastra. The king is supposed to hold some 8 gods in him, Indra, Pavan, all these things. So some gods, demigods, are supposed to stay with the king in his body always. It is mentioned in the Shastra. Madhyavata Raja Nararupi Nutishthati. With him, some 8 gods, I don't remember, I forgot, 8 perhaps, 6 or 8 gods are always living with him. So, when he enjoys something, the gods are also enjoying with him. So in this sense, it may be thought out that the queen is being enjoyed by many. In this way he produced the Shastra quotation. There are other pandits also approved this man. I could not speak anything against him. So this boy got the victory, extraordinary victory there. And his name was from that time Pratibadi Bhayankar. There is still a mutt in the south, the Sampradaya, the name is Pratibadi Bhayankar, who is a dreadful figure to the opponents. Pratibadi means opponent, and Bhayankara means dreadful. Dreadful, furious to opponent. That mot continues till today. His was Jamuna Jaja, boy, young boy. Now, as there was debate between the king and the queen, the boy was married with the daughter of the king, and half of the kingdom given to the boy. Now, this Jamunacharya, he came from a Vaishnava family. He engaged himself in some study and also in the enjoyment of the kingdom. One Vaishnava, he saw that he is a great genius, but now he is married, he has become king. It is a grace lost to our sampradaya. The Shankar Mayabadi sampradaya, they are rising, they are head so much. And there is not so much good scholar on our side to fight with them. So he thought that anyhow, that Jamunacharya, he must be taken out from his enjoying life as a king. If he takes up the cause, then of course the Shankar school can make them down. So he used to, Jamunacharya was very fond of a particular vegetable, shark, the leaf of vegetable. And that man managed to collect that sort of vegetable every day and gives regular supply to the cook of the king, Jamunacharya. One day, the Jamunacharya told, that I like very much this vegetable, but this is not available all around the year. Why do you get it? Asked the cook. Why, I do not know. One gentleman, he supplies it to you, for you. Why? One gentleman, outsider, he supplies this, my favorite vegetable, every day. Ask him the call. He asked him, I want to see him once. Then he told, yes, fixed a day, and he came. And when he was present before him, he began to cry. What is it, Brahmin? You are crying? I did not make any harm to you. You love me so much, every day you gather, from anywhere, the vegetable I like so much, and you just meeting you began to cry. You do not know what the pain we are feeling for you. Why I did not give any pain to anybody? No, you have done. You say what I have done wrong. You have left our sampradaya, you are mad in enjoyment as a king. But you forget that you are such a great scholar and lost to our sampradaya. The Mayabadins, they are encroaching our sampradaya, and you are sleeping. We can't tolerate this. You must come out. Come out to save our section. Our sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya. You are the savior. Then anyhow he was affected. Yes, I am trying to do. So gradually he came to the study and to write books against the Mayabad, so many things. And when he was sufficient aged, old, Ramanuja was a boy then. Rising boy, rising scholar, is Ramanuja. Ramanuja has got also peculiar history. Ramanuja, he first began his study in a near a Pandit teacher who came from Shankar school, named Jadav Prakash. He was a good Pandit and he used to teach many students. Ramanuj very young boy. He has he's admitted in his school. He is serving his Gurudev. Gurudev is teaching. There are so many students grown up. And there came one line Upanishad, Kutpyasam. Kutpyasam Pundarikanayanam. And he, as Shankar explained it, the Kutpyasam Pundarikanayanam. Narayan's eye is like is reddish, like the buttock of a monkey. The buttock of a monkey is red, reddish. A kopi, kopi means banara, that monkey. Asam, where kopi takes his seat, the part on which the kopi, the monkey takes his seat, that is the buttock, and that is reddish. So Narayan's eye is compared, how? As red as the buttock of the monkey. He was explaining, as Shankar did. Ramanuj could not tolerate that sort of explanation. And tears fell on the back of the professor. He was perhaps rubbing the back or something on the head, serving his guru, the professor, Yadav Prakash. And few drops of his tears fell on his back. Yadav Prakash, you are weeping? Why? I am weeping. You are weeping? Huh? What has happened here? Any pain in your body suddenly? Why do you weep? Ramanuja had to tell, by hearing your interpretation of the Upanishad. Interpretation? What misinterpretation I have given? Which can make you weep? Fell tears? Shed tears? You compare the holy eyes of the Lord Narayana with the buttock of a monkey, as red as the monkey buttock.